My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, who represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He's also the top Republican on the Joint Economic Committee, and next year will be chairman of the Joint Economic Committee. Just about every first Friday of the month and every month of the year, the panel hears from the director of the Bureau of Labor Statistics about the latest jobs figures. Latest information is that the overall unemployment rate is down a bit to 9.0%. 80,000 net jobs created in the month of October. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me.
You tried to put this in perspective during the hearing today as we spoke with Keith Hall, the director of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Here's one of the questions you asked him and his response.
At this monthly rate of a net 80,000 job growth, how long would it take for us to return to the unemployment levels before the recession?
The short answer is never. To keep up with just the population growth, you probably need, my estimate's around 130,000 jobs. So at 80,000, you're not quite even keeping up with population. So in fact, over a long time period, you might even see the unemployment rate edge back up.
This number is, I guess, better than the negative job growth, but in terms of where it puts us on the path towards eventually getting our unemployment rate significantly down, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot to cheer about here.
No, there really is. I mean, it's better than zero, which it was 2 months ago. But clearly, we never at this pace get back to where we were before. In fact, as he said, we lose ground each month. We really need three times this many jobs, about 250,000 each month, and to get a dent in this. And even if we do that, it will take 3 or 4 years to get back to where we were before. I really think this Obama economy has been a huge failure, and we need to change course now.
When you talk to Mr. Hall or business creators in your district, job creators in your district, what is it that's holding them back? I know Republicans talk a lot about new and excessive, as you see it, regulation, tax uncertainty. What are they telling you most of all?
You know, they're just afraid to make a move. You know, right now, you know, even those with some capital, with some money that want to expand or bring new people on, you know, they look at the president's health care plan, what that's going to cost them starting next year and the year after. They look at the new EPA and OSHA regulations and banking regulations coming down the pike. In fact, they're all sort of being unleashed here this year. They hear talk about higher taxes on them and other job creators as well as their customers. And so right now they're standing pat, and the problem is we're more than 2 years into this supposed recovery. We should not be anywhere near this sluggish level.
Nancy Pelosi said earlier this week that without the stimulus plan and some other plans like cash for clunkers and things like that, that the unemployment rate would probably be 15%. Is there evidence to back that up? How do you react to her contention?
And the answer is there is no evidence. In fact, we asked the same commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you know, if there was any accuracy to that figure. And essentially today he said he knew of no economic study or economic projection that would have that anywhere near that. In fact, the only thing that was cited was a CBO study that said it could be maybe 0.3% higher to 1% higher. So he basically said this is a huge stretch of a figure by the speaker.
One of the things, of course, the president and many congressional Democrats are saying is, well, we agree that the job picture isn't what it should be. And so the president is out here with this jobs plan that Republicans simply won't embrace. And so things could be better, but they're not going to be because of this partisanship. How do you respond to that?
You know, the president in this case is simply wrong. What he's proposed, a second stimulus, won't work. The first one just isn't working for America, especially if you're one of the 25 million Americans who either can't find a job or can't find a full-time job. And we in the House have passed 15 bills to try to get the economy back on track. Unfortunately, Democrats in the Senate and the president have stopped every one of them. So I just think the president ought to get off the campaign trail, park that RV bus on Capitol Hill, sit down with us. I bet we can come up with some solutions.
Talk briefly about those 15 bills and specifically how they would foster job creation.
Many of them focus on the energy industry, and not only to lower the price of fuel and gasoline, but we leave about 1 million American jobs on the table and a lot of federal tax revenue to help with the deficit by not fully expanding our energy here in America. Others pull back, for example, repealing Obamacare will save 800,000 jobs. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. Stopping some of these onerous regulations on businesses and on manufacturers will save us another 250,000 jobs. And so we're really looking at ways where we can not grow the government, but grow the economy by getting the government out of the way. I think it's the right solution.
Congressman, there's a couple different ways that some experts are looking at our current trends, whether it's the unemployment rate or the price of a gallon of gasoline. Obviously, both are considered way too high by most folks. Some say it's simply unacceptable and the right policies would put us in a much better position. Others say, well, our economic situation is so difficult right now that, you know, 80,000, 100,000 jobs really isn't that bad. Our gas prices used to be even a little bit higher, so maybe this is about as good as we can do. When you talk to folks in your district and elsewhere, are they kind of resigned to where things are, or are they convinced that things can be a whole lot better?
They're convinced that things can be a whole lot better. They're not willing to settle for a second-rate economy like we have today and to become, with our debt and deficit and borrowing, a bit of a ridicule to many countries around the world. We just don't think, and the job creators and citizens back home just don't believe we have to settle for that. And so we need to change course, in my view. And I think back home, when I listen to our small businesses, I listen to our consumers, they want a different direction now.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, top Republican on the Joint Economic Committee, but will be chairman in the year 2012 of that panel. And here's another clip from your conversation with Director Hall today. This one, just to set it up, is you're asking him to comment on Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's contention earlier this fall, as he was pushing a piece of the president's jobs plan, that public sector jobs are in much more dire straits than the private sector. Here's that exchange.
Just sort of fact-checking the senator's comments, is it accurate to say that in this recession, public sector jobs have been hit harder by this downturn than private sector jobs?
No, it isn't. I'd say the private sector has been hit very hard by this recession.
And so how do you respond to the arguments Democrats are making now? Is that just to get a piece of the bill passed, or is there more to it than that?
You know, I think they're trying to, because much of the second stimulus is focused on taxpayer-subsidized government jobs. They're trying to make the case that's where we should borrow money and give it to those public sector organizations, while the fact is we've lost more than 4 million jobs along Main Street since this recession began. We've only lost about one-fifth of that in the government sector. And so why we would send more money on a temporary basis to government workers when the real problem we've got is along Main Street, it just doesn't make sense. So I think it's more politics, but it really does hurt the economy.
Talk a little bit about the lost government worker jobs. Those seem to be the more negative numbers. Some might say, well, government was too big to begin with, so this might not be all bad. Others say these are potentially critical positions in local communities and so forth. So where are those positions coming from?
You know, they're coming from a lot of administration and a lot of bureaucracy at the state and local level. And when you talk to our school districts, you talk to our county governments and city governments, look, when they had new revenue and things seemed to be booming, they added to their government roles. And like businesses, they now know they can't afford it. And so they're carefully taking positions that aren't the highest priority and reducing them. They're right-sizing their government. And that absolutely has to be done, because government at every level, especially in Washington, has just ballooned the last several years. So this is just doing what had to be done all along. I think the stimulus put off those decisions, but with these dangerous deficits, they can't be put off any longer.
The upcoming elections, we're about a year away from them now. We're in the first week of November, believe it or not. And a lot of folks out there, like President Obama on the Democratic side, Speaker Pelosi, contending that the Republicans don't have a jobs plan. You talked earlier about the 15 bills that are sitting in the Senate, so there is a Republican agenda. But in terms of making sure the folks know your message, Congress right now has an approval rating of about 9 or 10%. So how do you get out there and make the case for your agenda, and then that the public perception perhaps of what you're doing is not exactly right?
Well, it isn't, and I think the president's done a very good job, frankly, of pushing his jobs agenda, at least the second stimulus, even though I don't see and I don't hear from our local job creators that it will help them hire more workers. I think part of the challenge has been the presidential nomination on the Republican side has captured a lot of attention. We don't have one spokesman yet for our Republican ideas. And so what we've done is go back home, take our ideas and our messages back home and try to build it from the grassroots up. It's harder that way, but we've got the right ideas on job creation, and we certainly know what doesn't work and don't need, which is a second dose of stimulus.
You got a favorite in the presidential race yet, Congressman?
You know, I don't. I tell you what, I've always been impressed with the work our governor has done in Texas. Got a compelling life story, and the business climate in our state, thankfully, is thriving. I wish we could do more of that across the country. But right now, I'm watching this, anxious to learn what these candidates are doing on Social Security and Medicare and all the big issues going forward. So I'm, in effect, letting the free market work.
There you go. Congressman, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Greg. Take care.
Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He's the top Republican on the Joint Economic Committee and will be chairman of that panel in the year 2012. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.